What about, do you have a name for a place in town where the banks are located, or where the big office buildings are? Is there a place like that, or is it just, are they just scattered around?
Well, I couldn't give you a specific name. They're just all located downtown. We would just say they're downtown. It's not like a circle or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't have anything stark where you call a financial district or anything like that?
Well, it's called the business district, but, you know, as far as a particular name for the big banks and things, no.
Mm-hmm. But that's located downtown?
Right.
Okay. Is that where most of the older and bigger stores and shops are located?
Yes.
Do you have any outlying areas where maybe business, like in the town, my hometown is a small town, and a lot of the businesses are moving away from downtown?
Yeah, we have shopping centers.
Mm-hmm. Have banks located in those?
Yeah, branch banks.
Yeah. Okay, we were talking about main sections of town. Are there any neighborhoods in Starkville that people identify with certain ethnic groups of people, like blacks, whites? I don't know if you have any other ethnic groups in town, but are there certain sections of town that you associate with, you know, particular ethnic groups?
Yeah. There's this community that they call Needmore, where mostly blacks stay. And like this section across 82, like this, the northwest part, mostly blacks.
Hmm. Where is Needmore located?
That's in the general vicinity of Highway 12, over that way.
Okay. Are there any other ethnic groups in town, or is it mostly divided along black and white?
Yeah, mostly. Hmm.
Are there any special names that you know of that an outsider like me wouldn't recognize?
You mean referring to this town?
Yeah. Yeah, for any special neighborhoods, maybe like where blacks live or where whites live, a name that's familiar to people who were brought up in Starkville that I might not recognize.
Okay, the Needmore, like I said, the bottom, Curtis Quarter.
What is the bottom?
The bottom. It's, well, it's this little, you know, section of town right across 82 on the north side. Well, you like, it goes down a hill where nothing but black people stay.
Mm-hmm.
They just call it the bottom.
What was that one?
Curtis Quarter.
Curtis?
Quarter.
Quarter. Is that mostly black too?
Uh-huh.
Where is that located?
That's across Highway 12.
Mm-hmm.
Over in that section.
Okay. All right, we're talking about black neighborhoods, white neighborhoods. Do blacks have their own businesses located in any part of town where they're mostly black businesses, say?
No, they are just all together.
Mm-hmm.
Black,
black
and white.
White businesses are all, mm-hmm, all mixed. Now, talking about these neighborhoods, where would you say that most of the rich people in Starkville live? Where would those neighborhoods be?
They live all over.
If you wanted to show me a really ritzy section of town, where would you take me?
I would take you in this subdivision right over here behind my house. It's really more north, in the northern part of Starkville.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a particular name?
I can't think of the name of it.
Okay. Is that mostly white or black?
It's mostly white, but there are a few black people that stay over there.
Mm-hmm. Is there a